Oftentimes, success is considered to essentially be the abundance of money. Anyone who is seen to have expensive cars, owns luxury houses, pricey jewelry, designer clothes and accessories, and the like, are impulsively considered to be successful, even if they are political robbers, drug dealers, and criminals in general. It is incongruous that success is particularly measured by financial wealth, power, and fame that individuals or groups of people acquire, which is predicated on self-gratification. Without a doubt, money is very impactful and can enhance an individual's overall success as it remains a veritable means of exchange. It is not the root of all evil as is commonly portrayed by many. The lack of contentment and the abuse of money remains the root of all kinds of evil. Success does not appear accidentally. It always leaves tracks or clues. Therefore, do not equate success with solely the abundance of money, because life is more than money. There are many issues of life that money has no solution for. For instance, money cannot buy hope, trust, time, wisdom, honesty, dignity, patience, happiness, longevity, experience, morality, loyalty, determination, good reputation, peace of mind, good health, common sense, and good friendships. Success is the result of applied knowledge. There's good success, and there's also bad success. However, one must be guided by the fact that everything on earth is a fleeting and transient experience. John D. Rockefeller, of blessed memory, was one of the most financially successful people on earth during his adult lifetime. His wealth has impacted countless people and endured through several generations. Since his demise in 1937, his investments in blue-chip corporations up to this day span from insurance companies, real estate conglomerates, as well as the aviation industry. Undoubtedly, his financial success has outlived him for over 8 decades, which unquestionably is good financial success. It is important that we must all consistently and appositely exercise the muscles of our minds in order to attract good success to our lives. We need to regularly feed our minds with good nutrition and vitamins. So invest time on personal development that will improve your mental capacity instead of frittering away so much time on social media and on frivolities. Follow the tracks of successful people by investing in personal development. Stop creating excuses for yourself. Exercise the muscles of your brain just the way you exercise your body to enhance your physical well-being. In difficult times, watch out for the opportunities that accompany difficult situations and strive to maximize such opportunities to achieve your aspirations. Determine what you want to achieve in various areas of your life and courageously discipline yourself to pay the price required to realize your goals. Success has its price. Therefore, all who desire to achieve good success must be ready to pay the price. Recall that many years ago, documents were typed with stenographic machines. But today, we use high-speed computers and printers. Who would ever have imagined that by the simple click of a mouse, volumes of documents could be sent from one continent to another in less than a minute by way of the internet? Indeed, the internet is a wonder. It is fascinating to contemplate how we can successfully pay bills and purchase goods and services such as airplane tickets, cars, houses, and jewelry by electronic means. There was a time when the fastest way to transmit documents to other clients was by faxing. But since the advent of the internet with numerous apps, who remembers faxing anymore? Do you still fax documents? Faxing documents is gradually becoming antiquated. It has become almost completely obsolete. This evolution is undoubtedly evidence of the power of imagination and the defeat of ignorance. While applied knowledge engenders creativity, ignorance invokes the dying process. Can you imagine what the technological advancement of the world would be like in the next century? The human mind is unlimited with astonishing potentials. Presently, one of the tallest buildings in the entire world is the Burj Khalifa in Dubai. the United Arab Emirates. That structure is a display of the power of imagination, a master key for success. There are many super achievers who apply the right formulas for good success. Great entrepreneurs like Andrew Carnegie, Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, Phil Knight, Walt Disney, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Estee Lauder, Ray Kroc, Mark Zuckerberg, Larry Page, Sergey Brin, Richard Branson, just to mention a few. This is not equating success with the abundance of money. John Rockefeller Sr. and Haroldson Hunt succeeded in achieving extraordinary success because they applied arduous, fundamental principles of life through the intellectual exercise of their minds. Their incredible entrepreneurial success is the result of the cultivation of the soil of their minds and applied knowledge. Indeed, knowledge is the unearthing of one's ignorance, while perseverance leads to the unearthing of success. Rockefeller and Hunt consistently exercised the muscles of their minds. They fed their minds with good nutrition and vitamins through knowledge. They determined what they wanted to achieve in various aspects of their lives, and they courageously disciplined themselves to pay the price required to realize their respective dreams. Do you remember the seed philosophy? Everything that we do or fail to do is a seed sown into the womb of our lives. Before farmers sow their seedlings, they must essentially take out the weeds first. Weeds represent bad attitudes in people's lives, such as impatience, malice, slander, fear, rage, procrastination, wickedness, and all other vices. Impatience negates the law of productivity. For instance, a woman does not conceive today and give birth a week later. The average time for human gestation is about 280 days or 40 weeks from the day of a woman's last menstrual cycle. Every seed sown in the womb of the earth has a gestation period before maturity. Every idea has a gestation period as well. We must therefore strive to sow in anticipation, not in apprehension or desperation. Anyone who aborts a seed sown before it matures will bear the consequences thereof. We must strive to endure and overcome life's numerous challenges and not to see them as nuisances or setbacks. Challenges make us better people if we respond aptly to overcome them. They test our patience, resilience, and allegiance. Impatience is a disease that ravages many lives, and it is responsible for many divorce cases, loss of relationships, debts, burdens, and even wars. Impatience is a major weakness that results in dire consequences. Do a self-audit and ask yourself, am I a patient person? How far can I stretch my patience? How do you react when someone owes you money, products, or services? How do you react while driving in severe traffic congestion? The absence of patience is an invitation to frustration. Endeavor to uproot weeds of impatience and anxiety from the garden of your mind. What happened yesterday is in the past. Therefore, learn from the lessons that yesterday proffers and look forward to the future with anticipation and hope. Yesterday is gone forever, so leave it in the cemetery of the past. What is important now are the opportunities before us. We must never allow the sorrow and pain of past failures and difficulties to affect our present or future possibilities. Let us make our past a loyal servant so that our future can be pleasurable. Success has its price. It does not come without sacrifice. And sacrifice is simply the act of releasing the valuable seeds in our hands, which would activate the soil to release the bountiful harvest in its womb. The reality of life is that we are all often affected or confronted by negative circumstances. They are called the challenges of life. How we respond is what really counts. Patience is a virtue that we all must nurture. We all are like farmers that should wait patiently for the harvest time to come. Anxiety is an illness. Do not be misled by it. Be set free from anxiety. Anyone who gives up hope certainly gives up life. Many people are often discouraged and give up hope when they encounter life's numerous setbacks. Learn to always inspire yourself and strive to make personal development a habit. It is said that there's no difference between an illiterate person who cannot read and someone who is literate but does not read. Both will kiss the bride of ignorance and cuddle the mother of failure. Ignorance is a terrible enemy. It is a sad state of cerebral coma. It is a mother of pride that can ignite the downfall of anyone. You cannot get to your destination if you do not know where you are going to. Do you really understand what goals are? Goals are roadmaps to your aspirations. Life will be miserable without goals, for there is no success without them. Many people set mediocre goals for their lives because of the fear of failing. Set goals that you are passionate about and aspire to impact your self-influence exceptionally. Some people attach wrong goals to their lives but expect to reap positive results and happiness. You can set a goal to be a better spouse, parent, boss, friend, or partner. Also, many people plant seeds of slander, envy, and rancor even when someone is not making progress. Such a state of regress or failure also becomes a subject of gossip. Envy is another poisonous weed in the garden of people's lives that must be rooted out. These days, husbands envy their wives and vice versa. Parents envy their children and vice versa. One friend envies the other. Envy will always collaborate with gossip and arrogance to justify its vicious sting. The rich are often envied by the poor are scorned. Beware of the people that you associate with. Remember that there are various seasons of life. Do not tolerate friendships that limit your progress. Do not maintain relationships that negatively influence you morally. And do not associate with people whose negative attitudes and ideas taint or discolor your character. Avoid people who indulge in negative conversations that do not add value to your time, because time lost can never be regained. Time is one of the most valuable assets bequeathed to humanity. Whatever you go through in life, always remember that every human being fails to achieve one goal or another at one time or another. What some consider as failure, others rightly consider as positive feedback. What some call failure, others call the best teacher. Refuse to see failure from a negative perspective. Opportunities are very subtle. They often disguise themselves and come in the form of adversity. Be sensitive and resilient. And never forget this truth, that words are very powerful seeds to sow in the garden of one's life. And just like words, our thoughts are seeds. The more we think about the things that we lack or about our challenges or setbacks in general, the worse our circumstances may become, because thoughts can impact on our decisions and actions. Worry does not produce positive results anywhere. When we focus our minds on abundance, success, and happiness, we can then be inspired to pursue our dreams and snatch victory from the jaws of setbacks. We can then begin to see the manifestation of the things that we desire. It is important to fantasize about great and positive things, for all creation began with fantasy. It is called dreams. Good thoughts produce good results, while bad thoughts attract bad results. Motivation is very vital, as it is the antidote to the toxins called discouragement and depression. However, motivation works better with information and instruction. An ignorant person who merely receives motivation would mulishly become a motivated ignoramus and a bigger liability to society. Everyone needs enlightenment. Ignorance is a tragedy. It is an infection that develops into a terminal disease that hinders success and attracts sorrow. Our thoughts and goals are powerful seeds. You must never give up easily on laudable goals. Fuel the vehicle of your goals with passion and persistence. There is reward for endurance. Every challenge is for a reason and a season. Do not give up until you achieve your purpose in the journey of life, no matter how frustrated or exhausted you may be. A resolute determination backed up by hope and courage will surmount every obstacle before it when the going gets tough. One secret to success is to develop a resilient character. You see, there's a season to enter into the fields with seeds, skills, and determination. The season of planting or investing is not a time to entertain the fear of failure. It is only an imprudent person who would allow such seasons of opportunity for productivity to pass by. Many people see opportunities to plant good seeds, but they procrastinate, afraid to act. The season of sowing doesn't last for a long time. Many people procrastinate during the planting season and eventually hoard their seeds until the planting season is over. The seasons of life do not care what you do in the time of sowing and reaping. They do not care what kinds of seeds you plant. The seasons of life would neither beg you to sow during planting season or beg you to harvest when the harvest time comes. They have no emotions. Only a person with wisdom and discernment can recognize the seasons of life. Remember, adversity presents itself as a season to sow. It is a season to get rid of weeds from the field of one's life. Weeds of procrastination, laziness, impatience, malice, fear, lack of focus, and so on. Difficult situations present themselves as seasons to sow seeds of determination, patience, tolerance, skill, knowledge, prudence, and forgiveness. The soil can only accept the seeds of a farmer, not his or her problems or complaints. We all possess seeds of greatness, and these seeds are revealed in our attitude and beliefs. Be optimistic when adversity shows up because it gives life meaning and value. It pushes one to a better level if one's response is right. Are you a business person, an employee, a father, mother, wife, husband, boss, teacher, or student? More often than not, the seasons of adversity comes with no advance notice, but embedded in them are opportunities to enroll in what we refer to as the school of the three Ds: determination, discipline, and dexterity. Do not allow people to sow seeds of fear and discouragement into your mind. The season of adversity, which is also a season of opportunity, does not endure forever. Every difficult situation has an expiry date. Therefore, maximize your seasons of adversity as well as opportunities. Make each season one of optimism and committed efforts. Whatever experiences you may have had in the past is not as important as your decisions today. It is a complete waste to regret your past. Instead, learn valuable lessons from your past experiences. You can decide to change the trajectory of your life from this moment by determining what you really want to achieve that will bring you joy and happiness. Hunger for success in various areas of your life. Your life can turn amazingly around any moment. Discover your weaknesses and work fervently to turn them around for your good. Invest in enhancing your relationships with people as it is a tool for enduring success. Our attitude is manifested in what we say and do. Our body language sends out messages. The way we respond to people or situations is based on our personal philosophies, and this is referred to as our attitude. Do you know that attitude is a single key that opens multiple gates into the garden of success or to the backyard of failure in every area of life? No one is born with a good or bad attitude. It is developed. It is a choice. There is a saying that attitude is like a comfortable bed, easy to get into but difficult to get out of. Do a self-audit right now. Your attitude should give you an attractive personality, not a repulsive or nauseating character that pushes people away from you and makes you a subject of slander. Your attitude reflects what you believe. What you believe affects your results. Your results shape your life. Your attitude will determine how far you go in life. Do you know that you can be firm but pleasant? Do not justify a bad attitude by saying that you do not know how to be diplomatic or how to pretend. It is not pretentious to have or to develop a positive attitude. A bad attitude is a very bad habit that we all need to get rid of as quickly as we'll get rid of a pair of shoes that smell very bad. Do away with selfish, nasty, inconsiderate, stingy, and repulsive attitude. Your mind is the platform for molding your character. So keep the gate of your mind very secure. This 21st century presents unprecedented opportunities for our generation. So be determined to be a pace setter. Success leaves clues, but so does failure. Be mentored by your past experiences, but be inspired by your goals. Your success should not be dependent on the socio-economic situation of any country. It should be determined essentially by your philosophy of life. Minimize your exposure to failure and maximize your opportunities through your personal philosophy. It is erroneous to desperately pursue after success. Make yourself attractive with the right strategies, just like a beautiful bride will make herself attractive on her wedding day. Then you will see success coming after you on various fronts. You can turn a pipe dream into something extraordinary. Yes, indeed, you can turn your fantasy into reality. Imagination is as powerful as hope. Therefore, turn your imagination into substance. Currently, news have made around world over that Russia is developing a space-based capability that can destroy other countries' satellites in outer space through a nuclear warhead. That is evidence of the abnormal use of the power of imagination. It is said, no pain, no gain. You can always change your mindset from mediocre to exceptional. Work hard on yourself to enhance your skills and knowledge. Upgrade your thinking faculty. Be an effective time manager. Work hard to become an effective communicator. Build effective partnerships and develop multiple streams of income for financial empowerment. Learn to give others recognition and help others to see themselves better than they are. Bring value to the marketplace so that you can make positive impact in your sphere of influence. Success is a great motivator. You must not allow failure to stop you from achieving your goals. Fail your way to success if necessary and ask for help when it becomes expedient. Do not allow pride to deter you from seeking for help when the need arises. Detoxify your mind from mediocre thinking. Invest regularly in personal development. Be hungry for success. Develop incredible qualities on the inside and strive for excellence in all that you do. Refuse to live a mediocre life. Do something every day to move towards your goals. Don't ever allow people's opinion about you to become your reality. Forget about the doors that have been closed and focus on the doors that are before you. Have confidence in yourself. Be yourself. Don't try to be someone else. Set high bars for yourself. Associate with goal-oriented people. Flush mediocrity from your life. Beware of time wasters. Be optimistic about achieving success in various areas of your life. Never allow past failures to hold you back from greatness. Aspire to leave a remarkable legacy for posterity. It is always good to do what is right. Don't be like the moon that only reflects the light of the sun, but strive to be a light yourself. Keep planting wonderful seeds at every opportunity that you have. Develop your mental faculty regularly if you truly desire to be successful and happy. A home without books is like a house without a roof, exposed to all the elements of danger. You can always listen to inspirational or mentoring programs like this one you are listening to now on a regular basis, as they can help you to upgrade your skills and potentials. Keep exercising the mental muscles of your mind. That way, you could be named among the world's most successful people. And finally, here are lessons to learn from the last three wishes of Alexander the Great, who was king of Macedonia over 2,200 years ago. We can obtain great insights from them. Alexander the Great was a great military commander who was undefeated in many battles. History records that he conquered several kingdoms and defeated armies five times larger than his. In 323 BC, on his way to his homeland after conquering territories, he unfortunately fell very sick. At that point, he knew that death was inevitable. So with tears in his eyes, he summoned his military generals and informed them that he had three wishes he wanted them to carry out after his death. The three wishes were: 1. He requested that only his physicians should carry his coffin to his graveyard. 2. He requested that all his wealth, gold, silver, and precious gems should be scattered along the path to his tomb. And 3. His third and final wish was that his hands must be brought out of his coffin for all to see. His generals were shocked, but they assured him that his three wishes would be ascetically carried out. However, his favorite general requested to know why he made such strange wishes. Alexander the Great replied him that he wanted everyone to understand the lessons that life had taught him. Number one, he said he wanted his physicians alone to carry his coffin so that everyone would realize that physicians cannot heal people's illnesses, particularly when death was imminent. So he wanted people to treasure their lives. Two, he said he wanted his entire wealth to be scattered along the path to his tomb because he wanted people to realize that pursuing wealth was a waste of time because his wealth could not save him. And three, he also wanted people to see his hands so that they can realize that he came into this world empty and was departing empty-handed. Whether this is a myth or a fact, there are useful lessons to learn from this story. The legendary Robert Nesta Marley, popularly known as Bob Marley, once said, "The greatness of a man is not in how much wealth he acquires, but in his integrity and his ability to affect those around him positively." Friends, always remember this. You are only qualified to be awarded the certificate of failure when you opt to give up on the pursuit of your aspirations.